Good morning. High pressure kept it dry across interior New York and New England last evening and overnight, but now a front is approaching from southern Canada. The front is producing a lot of cloud cover, especially in the northern two-thirds of our area, and even some rain and snow showers in the St. Lawrence Valley, the Champlain Valley, and northern parts of New York and Vermont. So this morning, a passing rain or snow shower possible and mostly cloudy skies elsewhere with temperatures starting in the 20s and lower 30s. As we get into the morning and especially this afternoon, a south-southwest wind flow will develop, and that's going to help push temperatures through the 40s and up toward 50 degrees on average despite mostly cloudy skies. Precipitation will tend to dry out along with this front, so I'm not expecting much in the way of rain or snow showers. Skies will remain mostly cloudy tonight with that front nearby, although it is expected to be dry with temperatures back into the 30s. In fact, that front will only edge to the north tomorrow, keeping skies mostly cloudy. Still, though, we'll be on the milder side of the front, and most places will get into the lower to mid-50s for afternoon highs. The same front will surge to the north and well into Ontario and Quebec on Wednesday. This will leave our entire region unseasonably warm. And with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday, we'll forecast highs at least in the middle 60s. Some places in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and southern New England may even pass the 70-degree mark. The front will swing back through the region on Thursday with cloudy skies and a good chance of rain showers. Highs will be back into the upper 50s. Then, on the back side of the front, we'll go back to sunshine on Friday and stay partly sunny into Saturday with highs back into the lower 50s. Another front will head our way on Sunday with a chance for showers later in the day, and highs will stay in the lower 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the southern plains. Southwest flow will be in place across the southern plains today, and dew points will be in the lower to mid-60s with moderate instability developing by afternoon. Several strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible as convection develops and moves northeastward across central and north Texas, extending into southern and central Oklahoma. With increased instability and shear, this environment should support supercell development and low-level rotation. Therefore, a tornado or two may occur, along with wind damage and isolated large hail. And another low-pressure system will move into the West Coast states today, bringing a continuation of rain and mountain snow to the region. Thunderstorms are also possible. Heavy snow is likely in areas of the higher terrain, including the Sierras, the San Gabriels, and the San Bernardino Mountains. Additional snowfall amounts of 5 to 10 inches are possible in these locations. Snow will also spread into the Great Basin later today as the system moves inland. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 14 degrees with a southwest wind at 45 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy with ice crystals and 26 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 34 degrees, the dew point 19, 54% relative humidity, a southwest wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.16 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 8 below zero at Presque Isle, Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-50s, Boston, partly sunny with a few scattered showers in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 43 degrees, the low 24, the average temperature 34, that's 3 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, no snowfall, just a trace for the month, which is 2.8 inches below normal. And with 10.3 inches still for the season, that's 39.4 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low 22. The record high 62 set in 1974, and the record low 6 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:20 a.m., sunset this evening 5:53 p.m., 11 hours and 33 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow and rain showers today with highs in the 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds and breezy today with highs in the mid-50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the middle to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with a few snow showers or rain showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy today with highs in the lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with a passing rain shower today and highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, remaining mild, lower to mid-50s, a mix of sun and clouds and unseasonably warm Wednesday in the mid-60s, a good chance of showers Thursday back into the upper 50s, clouds giving way to sunshine Friday near 50, a mix of sun and clouds lower 50s Saturday, and increasing clouds with a chance of showers Sunday and highs in the lower 50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.